taking forever. You know when something takes forever and it doesn't want to play for some reason, even though you've like Did I really just... Are you serious? Okay, well, never mind. Hi, welcome to our podcast. This is... I don't know who I am anymore.
Mood. Sorry.
None of my shit is gonna play. It's not fair.
I'm in the ghetto. Da-da-da-da.
I'm so funny.
So what is what we're doing?
Oh, let's try and cover this.
Yeah.
We haven't even started this thing properly. It's been so long. Anyways, so I didn't know which song to lead into this thing, but I thought the best song to lead into this song, into this podcast, you know what, never mind. Hey, what's up? It's been a long time. I'm with my sister, if you didn't hear her laughing.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, ready to conquer.
Ready to conquer.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I'm a bit sick and
we can tell.
Okay, anyways, I don't really know what to talk about. We haven't even said anything. I don't like how you cough, and then
I've been told I cough like a man.
I don't care.
I don't really know how to
feel. I don't really
about
care.
That. Anyways, so yes, guys.
Yeah.
Lucia, your girl Lucia is back.
Can you speak louder for the
your girl Lucia is back for another, you know, podcast. Gonna talk about a few topics concerning issues that me and other people go through and all that. So yes, lead us in, Tochku.
Okay, so we're gonna be talking about, you know, setting your standards, you know, ambition, you know, but not too much, you know. we all have ambition, but we have, setting aside what we're gonna be doing this next year, coming next year. I remember I made a podcast by myself, and I told myself I was going to do certain things, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna do this, but anyways, yeah, never mind, sorry. Anyways, as I was saying, I remember doing a podcast, not too long ago, and I was saying I was going to do this, and that. And successfully, I've done majority of the stuff that I said. All I need to do is travel. I mean, we need to travel. Traveling is essential. And I haven't done that in a long time. But yeah.
When's the last time you traveled?
I've never traveled.
You've traveled?
I've never traveled.
You've traveled to Sligo before.
That's not traveling. That's not traveling.
Local travel.
That's not traveling. That's not traveling. That's just
okay,
that's not traveling.
Okay, you got me there.
That's not traveling. That's not traveling. I apparently Irish people don't like travelers.
We've been knowing.
Anyways, this is very weird. It's been 4 minutes and we haven't said anything.
Well, we're gonna go into the topic of, you know, setting the standards and all that. So, how am I going to start this, Tochiku?
Just start from the start.
Okay. So, going to 2020, we cannot go into this new year, this new decade, without having a certain standard, whether it be for yourself, for others, what you're doing, relationships, all that type of thing. And what sparked this conversation is I was having a conversation with a few classmates and friends of mine, and she asked everyone a question, and she like basically asked like, oh, would you care if your you know, someone you're seeing had no ambition, or if you're a significant other had no ambition. And then, you know, me being me, Lucia Ugwe, that's, you know, tries to...
I don't like the way you say
it. It's a joke. Yeah. You know, me being me, I'm very purpose-driven and, like, have a lot of goals and all that. So, obviously, if I'm interested in someone and I found out that they have no goals, that's disgusting. Get away from me. That's, what are you doing with your life? That's just the type of person I am. Like, if you don't really, it's disgusting. It's, no, get away from me, please. Like, you need to have a purpose or, like, a drive or a passion, something you're working towards. Like, that's the bare minimum. That's pretty much the bare minimum for me.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. Because she keeps rambling on about whatever issue she's going on. Her little circle that will most likely be gone by the college. no shade, no tea. Her little circle that will most likely be gone by whatever. Wait, hold up. Just give me a minute.
We say it's...
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, as I was saying... She had a conversation with her friends, and her friends basically said, "Would you date a man? Would you
not date a man if he didn't have ambition?"
And all I have to say is, "Wow." If I was a woman, I don't think I'd want a man with no ambition. Same way I wouldn't want a woman with no ambition, because it's like, what are you doing with your life?
Exactly.
I mean, I know most people would likes a normal life, but like, what's wrong with you?
Even if you have a normal life, have some ambition, have something you want to do. Like, what are you doing with your life if you don't have something to do? I'm so sorry, but I feel like I'm not saying have fun, like, vibe, enjoy yourself, but if you're not working towards something, I'm questioning, like, what you're really doing with your life. If you're just going through the motions of life and not doing anything,
what I'm trying to say is, if you have no ambition, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, all I'm saying, I mean, obviously you want a normal life, I get it, but have ambition, have something about you. Don't be boring, man. Like, who wants a boring man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe rich people would want a boring woman. But what woman? Yeah. Rich men. Some rich men don't really care. They just want looks.
I mean, yeah.
So, I don't know what rich women want. Probably.
Richer women want.
Richer men.
Yeah.
Yeah, women don't date down for some reason.
Unless
yet,
you're...
Yet, they're the first one. Actually, never. Let me shut up. Anyways... As I was saying,
girls,
you know,
you can have ambition, but not too much.
Yes, you can have ambition, but not too much. Nah, I'm joking. Yeah, it's kind of sad, to be honest, because honestly, it makes no sense to me as to why you wouldn't want someone that's ambitious. And the response from
the response from
my sister's opinion, saying that I would rather have a man to have ambition than a man with no ambition, because we need, where are we gonna go, like, how are we gonna, like, what are we gonna do, like, what the hell. They were like, oh, you have high standards, your standards are too high, you're gonna be single.
Yeah, they said
they're too unrealistic.
Oh my god.
So basically, having a man that's stable, ambitious,
mm-hmm.
and has money enough to take care of the family is too isn't abusive, isn't cheats, is too unrealistic. Some of you know, my sister is a celibate. That's also a few issues in,
obviously. Well, with
they said she's never gonna find a man that's celibate with her, because in today's society, everyone's
very
smashing poom poom.
Yeah, What an interesting choice of words.
Yeah. Shout out to the whores. Shout out to the whores.
Whore. You should really get. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to find it. I can't find.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
basically, you know, this is, you know, a topic of relationships and, you know, and all of that type of thing. There's, you know, ladies and, you know, men too.
Ladies.
You need
to say it like that.
I don't know. So, yeah, you need to have standards and like certain requirements for your partner.
Whore.
Or else you're going to end up with someone that is going, you're not going to be happy. I'm so sorry. You're not going to be happy if you're with someone that's not doing anything with your life and he's just there. Like, if you want a man just to have a man, what are you doing? Like, no, don't do that. Or, you know, if like this is what I always hear with people, with girls my age, where it's like, I don't really care. Like, he just needs to be a man. Like, I just want just a man, just to call someone my man. That is very.
By the way, my sister is 17, so as you can tell, she's very mature for her age. Okay, so I'm allowing these people for now. But if they still have the same mindset in 2 years or 3 years, then I don't know for them.
Truly. So yeah, and
I can't find the whore.
I have it on my Twitter.
For some reason, I can't.
I'll just send it.
It's cool. You don't have to send it to me.
Okay, I won't send it to you. But yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, keep talking.
Whore.
So yeah. You know, I feel like us ladies, we know, we do love hard. And I feel, in my opinion, This is just my opinion. You know, obviously, it's different for every individual. But I feel like I feel like I need to bring up my vocabulary with this type of things, okay?
Why are you talking like that?
You know, in my opinion, females, you know, ladies, girls, women in general, we love differently in comparison to men. Like, for example, I know a lot of women, like, it's a large collective of people. I always see, like, every day, like, a lot of women are very selfless when it comes to love. I'm not saying men aren't, but like, for example, I feel like it also boils down to self-love and, you know, your self-esteem. But I remember there's a situation where there's just like, there's too much situations where women are settling and I'm asking for the bare minimum and, like, you know, settle for like language, but ain't shit niggas that are.
Why would you? This is the problem with you people.
It's a phrase.
That's what the white man wants. Okay, that's what the white man wants you to say. Ain't shit niggas. The white women were trying to do to you. They're trying to make you lose your standards so that you can be going out with some Build-A-Bear workshop looking ass men, some dusty men, and then what are they going to be doing? They're gonna be chilling with their white king while you're here with your broken down. I need help. I need to build myself, but I can't do it without you. Looking ass, man. They want you. These people want you to lower your standards so that you can get a man that's not worthy of you, so that they can be built up to break up with you and marry a white woman. Stay woke. Stay woke. This is what white women want you to do. They want the black woman to build their black kings for them.
Everyone is logging off now.
For them.
Anyway, also, women. Saying men are trash. will attract trash men.
No.
We cannot bring this energy into 2020. It seems that a lot of women...
Stay woke, my brothers. Okay. I'm sorry. You're trying to have a serious conversation. I'm sorry. It's just that your voice... Okay, just, yeah. You can have your...
Okay. Oh my God, can I do ASMR? That's actually... Can I...
Can you just...
You know, anyway.
Go back to the conversation.
So, yeah. It's a trend. The women that say men are trash, men ain't shit, all that... they tend to be the ones that have trash men, low quality men. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, but when you start speaking, men are trash. And when you're in college, please don't.
You're not wrong. most likely. But still, but I feel like if you're constantly saying that, it's actually going to, you know, there's power in the tongue, as they would say.
Oh my God.
You know? There's power in the tongue, you know.
She doesn't talk like this, I swear.
You know, it's manifesting, you know, low quality men and potential partners and all that. So in 2020, we need to stop doing that, ladies. You know?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Anyways, the moral of the story is that don't let anyone let anyone dictate your standards, mm-hmm. because if you let people dictate your standards, then you're going to have a bad time, mm-hmm. because then you're basically allowing stuff to happen to you. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Period.
Please stop. Don't ever say period ever again. So yeah, this is a lesson for both men and women. Mm-hmm. Don't lower your standards. The right one will come. Not just for men, not just for relationship wise, but just don't lower your standards in general. If you mm-hmm. know, if you know your worth and you know what you're supposed to get, don't just be like, "Oh, my friends are getting this, so let me get this too." Mm. Even though you just like, "Oh, my friends, oh my God, all my friends want to go to GMIT, but I want to go to NUIG." No, I'm just giving an example.
I know.
I'm not saying GMIT is trash, but GMIT is not trash, by the way. I'm just saying that
I'm going to GMIT.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh. no, but I just use that as an example, as in like, if you want to aim higher, don't aim lower because your friend said, Oh my God, you want to become a doctor? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so hard.
Look at the messenger. Look at the messenger itself. Don't look at what they say and look at like them as a person. Just realize where they're coming from, and you know, if the shoe doesn't fit
it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what that's supposed to mean.
You know, that's like saying like, oh. Actually, I don't even have an example.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't even know why I started like that.
Look at the messenger. Y'all don't look at the messenger. Look at the messenger and look how they're living their life, saying like, oh yeah, you're asking for too much. Then look at what's happening with them.
Mm.
You know? Keep your standards high and manageable.
Apparently, spellings the white man messed up because they could not be bothered. IBO is actually IGBO, which is Igbo. Aka actually Aka. Enugu is actually Enugu.
Oh,
I'm
going
to send this to Dad.
It's her second name.
Anyways, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Let's talk about you.
Oh, you.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Shout out to all the people that watched you. And shout out to...
Penn. Bradley. Bradley. I do not know how to pronounce second name, but you know, I like what he's doing.
But what is he doing though?
I see him killing the game. Like, he was in Gossip Girl as well, doing his thing, but I feel like...
Did you even watch Gossip Girls?
I tried to get into it, but the episode was too long
for me. Then how did you know he was doing his thing?
because I knew about him already. I'd recognize him from Gossip Girl, obviously.
I'm tired of these people.
What?
Jumping in the bandwagon.
It's true, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's his name again?
Penn Bradley.
I was going to call him Joe. Anyways, oh, my God. Joe has been doing his thing since day one. Oh, my God. I stan, even though you never watch shit about him.
Oh?
I don't know why I said that. It doesn't really matter.
He seems very woke.
He seems... No, he doesn't.
No, like, he seems like he knows a lot, and, like, I really like his whole vibe, his whole demeanor, you know? He's... Well, maybe it's because he's a Scorpio. I'm so sorry. I had to bring astrology into this, but, you know.
Look, astrology doesn't exist. I don't understand why. It doesn't exist. It's just to boost your own ego. I could literally... No. Look, I literally said...
That's something a Capricorn
would say. No. This is what happened, yeah. So... This girl was all like trying to figure out what type of person I am. And I said, I'm a Scorpio.
No,
and
you're
then,
not.
Yeah, I lied to her. And then she was like, makes sense. And I'm like, I'm actually a Capricorn. And mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's all flawed. But you some people use astrology to get some poo-poo.
That's true.
Did I say poo-poo? I can't believe I said
you poo. Said
poo. I can't say
poo. It's wasty.
Shut up. Look, all I'm trying to say is astrology is just another way to get into girls' panties.
In my opinion, I feel like astrology can be used for a lot of interesting things. For me, personally, what I use it for is, you know, personality traits and, like, You know what I use it for?
When I'm depressed and I want to make myself feel good about myself, or when I don't want to be accountable for my actions.
I only use it just because it's fun and, like, you know, personality. Just like basically, I just see it as personality types. Like, people that tend to be like this, like maybe you're a Gemini, they tend to like have certain traits, and a lot of the time, you know, they do have some of the traits, but obviously it changes because you know. Maybe like your moon, your rising, your whole chart, it's all different. It's all very unique to you as a person. Like, for me, I'm a Scorpio, but I'm a Scorpio, but I wouldn't be... People think I'm an Aquarius or a Pisces because I'm very bubbly, I'm very social, I'm very, you know, all that type of things. And but Scorpios are known to be very dark and mysterious and, like, very closed off, which I'm necessarily not. But I do think and I feel like a Scorpio and all that. But anyway, let's get off this topic of zodiac signs, okay?
Okay, yes, yeah. Thank you.
You're gonna go back to you?
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah. What did we have to say with you? It's an interesting... I didn't think they could do it.
Yeah.
I know there's some dusty people out there that... think season 2 is bad. Mm-hmm. All I gotta say for your dusty trash ass is you don't have a good hairline. You probably your wig is probably
shifting.
Yes, that's the word. And you're probably balding. Who knows?
Yeah,
that's all I gotta say. Or you don't wash your toes. Mm. Shout out to them white people. Oh, never mind. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I love you all.
The controversy. I'm sorry. I don't know what.
I don't even know. Wait, why? For some reason, ever since I've joined Twitter, all I've learned is that we really hate white people.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Every time I'm on
pent up anger, you know.
Every time I'm on Twitter, is this something? There's like a tweet that bashes white people, but not in like in a joking way. Come on, obviously we're not. It's not in a racist way. It's more like, y'all don't wash your feet. And then someone would say, haha, y'all don't have dads. I'm like, where is that?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
Oh my God, we're just joking. You know?
Oh my God. Leave it to some random Twitter white boy
to actually get triggered by it. Like,
to freaking escalate the situation. It's like, where do you get washing feet to? Y'all don't have dads. It's the same thing with, oh, you don't have healthcare. Oh, well, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you. I forgot what it was. It was like, you don't have healthcare.
Y'all don't have healthcare. At least we don't get shot up or something. I don't know.
I don't remember. Some Americans are weird. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, but I'm trying to go there.
I love Twitter because I'm trying to be a crackhead on Twitter 2020. So if you ever see me tweet recklessly, just know that I'm trying to be myself.
I actually want to participate. I'm trying to like actually like tweet and participate.
She doesn't tweet. She just retweets.
Yeah, I just retweet. But I actually want to be involved and participate more. Like today, I actually commented. Like it was so weird, but yeah, you know, I like it.
It's starting. The 2020 tweets. Mm-hmm. I'm just hating. It's just interesting.
It started.
Ooh. Let me just retweet this.
Oh, I didn't know that was
this fair. Decade. A lot of people need to actually do some real growing up. Okay, that's fair. I'm gonna like the tweet. 2020 is a year of discipline, self-discipline. Yeah, I'm like, I like this too. You know, it's not, nothing is too bad. You know, you know, nothing. There hasn't been any weird.
Give it 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let that ish marinate.
Yeah, but usually since it's the 31st of December right now, so a lot of people are going to be tweeting them reflective tweets.
She's paying.
I would do it too, but I don't like to speak into existence. I like to work in silence.
Okay, Capricorn. That's just.
Anyways,
it has to be said.
I don't know, I just feel like feel like it's very cliche of me, just cliche, because it's like that's what everyone does. It's just like you have to tweet something about reflecting on this decade. I haven't really done anything to be reflecting. I mean I have but I haven't really done anything like that I feel like anyone would really care about. Like it's like, oh okay, like just like everyone else, I have a life and I'm doing stuff that is normal people would normally do. And there have been some things I'm keeping quiet that I have been doing.
Some of my friends will know
what I've been doing. But for now, I don't. Unless I'm doing something big, like some film or whatever, or going to some self-discovery, which I am actually. I'm trying to learn my language. I'm trying to be all Igbo Kwenu and that.
I can't believe you said that.
Igbo Kwenu and that.
In the same sentence as well.
I'm sorry.
I'm disgusted.
That's not my accent, I swear. Igbo Kwenu.
Anyway, Tochku is correct. You know, it's good to keep those type of things to yourself.
And
it's,
remember, you know, yeah, don't overshare. There's certain things you don't share, because at the end of the day, it's Twitter and people will take your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I don't know. It's just. In this day and age, we really don't have to overshare. There are certain things you don't have to share, like moments with your significant
underwear.
Your moments with your significant other, you don't have to share everything with your about birth. You don't have to share that. Please don't share that. Yeah, you know, intimate moments, like,
oh yeah.
Oh my God, stop posting sex on my timeline. I just want to see anime tweets and bashing white women in peace. Like, seriously.
Like, you just be chilling and then it just, like, you literally see some.
I'm joking, some, by some the way, about clapping the white some comments. Cheeks.
And just like, oh my God.
And it's like, what's on your mind?
Yeah.
It's like, what does that have to do with anything? By the way, I was joking about the white men. I love you all.
Are we really though? Anyway.
Can we stop? I saying again? There was some weird, I forgot her name, but some random person I follow on Twitter. I'm going to unfollow her because she sounds like Fiat 500 Twitter.
Oh.
And I don't like it. She was all like, What the hell's a bump clats? And I know her in person, so I know what she sounds like.
Oh my God.
She's the most ignorant person I've ever met. I don't even gonna lie to you. She's so ignorant. Like, I made a joke amongst my black friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I didn't know there was no black people in sight. But I made a joke and she believed me. It was basically, she said, she's not the skinniest person in the world. Okay, she's fat. Okay, she's fat. I'm not even going to lie to you. She's fat. And I love fat people. And
gonna add that in there. Sprinkle that shit in, like, parsley.
Just in case. So we get so fit. No, I love fat people. No, actually, no. I love fat. I love big, big black women. That sounds weird.
No.
Okay, let me stop trying to pander.
let me stop trying to pander
because, okay, look.
She just happened to be overweight.
I love healthy people. If you don't look healthy, I'm sorry, you're trash. That's all I'm gonna say, okay? But anyways, This unhealthy.
I hope the fat positive people find this and then
this unhealthy individual. Look, I love Lizzo. Okay.
Oh my shut up.
What was that song again? What was that song again? 100% that me. Yeah, I love her.
She. What?
I don't know.
I don't even know that song. What are you?
100% Lizzo, isn't that the one that's been twerking on the timeline?
Yes.
Oh, I want to clap her cheeks.
I don't.
And by cheeks, I mean clap it so she could become skinnier. And by cheeks, I mean her actual cheek, chubby cheeks. Okay, I've gone too far. Let me stop now. I love black. I love fat women. Look at me pandering. I love fat women.
Chris Brown shit.
Oh, okay. Look, that's just fake fat agenda. What was I saying again?
The woman just happened to be
big. Happened to be big, okay?
No issues with big
And she
women.
Said she wanted to become skinnier. And I said, go to Africa.
And what? I Wait. Pause.
And in my head.
Wait.
No, in my head, I was like, why did I make that dumbass? It wasn't even a funny joke. It was one of them jokes you make. You know, it's one of them jokes you make when you're like, what is it? You're the token black person in a group and you're trying to make your white friends laugh.
Oh.
I felt so disappointed. I was like, why did I say that? Like, as soon as I said it, I was like, why did I say that? Why did I make a dumb ass joke like that?
Oh.
And then she dead ass cut the cameras. said, really? With such power, with such conviction that this woman would get skinnier if she moved to Africa. Not only that, she doesn't like black people.
How so?
Hi. What's up?
We want to go out and I want to leave Chiriki.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, leave him with us.
He wants to sleep, kind
of. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, I don't want to talk about her, to be honest, but she's very ignorant. That's all I can say.
Why did we even bring her up?
I don't know, because she's fat? I forgot why we brought her up. Lizzo! Anyways! So, Lizzo, what's your opinion on Lizzo?
Lizzo's just kind of there. You know, I think...
Oh my god.
I'm just gonna say it. Well, for me, I don't really listen to that type of music that Lizzo makes.
I like her music though.
Like, it wouldn't be on my playlist. Like, if I hear, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I
whatever.
Feel like it's for empowering white women and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I was just joking.
It's true though.
Oh my god. No.
I'm sorry. It's true.
Do black people listen to Lizzo? I think they do. No. Prince likes Lizzo. I haven't listened to her album, so I wouldn't know, but the only song I know about her was that 100% That B, so that's probably a bad example as to why. You know, to be fair, you know when you make a song and then it becomes really popular and then for some reason it's gentrified?
Yeah.
That's Lizzo's song.
But yeah.
I like Lizzo, and I'm not just joking here. I actually like Lizzo for what she's doing. But I think she went too far with the NBA thing. She shouldn't have been butt-ass naked in an NBA game. That's my only issue. But I understand the reaction because they have never seen a big woman like her. Actually they have, but I mean they haven't seen a big woman like her. Like, what's the word?
BBW.
That a woman like her that's like really. That's famous and that's really like trying to like encourage beauty in being fat. You know, I mean, stop.
Sis could have said, I don't know.
I mean, oh my God, she's a BBW.
She's a big girl.
I think Lizzo is very beautiful. I won't say very, but she's very beautiful. Oh my god. She has a pretty face. And I think I think mainstream media isn't used to seeing big girls purposely like be out there with their body and be all sexy and stuff. Like if you see her tweets, or Twitter, and see her media, just a bunch of, just her basically doing all this sensual shit with her body or something like that, which is nice, but you know, I'm tired. I'm very tired.
I have a few opinions on Lizzo.
Lizzo makes great music, that's all I gotta say. We don't fat shame here. We love all types of women. Just the discrimination.
We don't fat shame here. It's one of her fat fat friend.
She's not my friend. She's just fat. And a woman.
Anyways, my opinion on this. I have a few opinions on this.
I'm not. How am I going to post this?
I just find it interesting.
That's what we're supposed to talk about you.
A woman like... Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
A woman like Lizzo has been brought to the forefront, of the forefront. You know, of a black woman like Lizzo, but you know,
it's just really about her.
And then black. Yes, and then you know, there's other talented black women that are conventionally attractive and feminine and doing their thing. Like for example, Normani. But it seems like the white media has pushed Lizzo quite far compared to other black women, you know?
Stay woke.
And I just think it's really interesting, you know? I just think it's really convenient that they do that.
Stay woke.
Like, I'm not saying Lizzo is very talented and, like, she has a good personality, a good stage presence, but it just seemed very strategic.
Do you think she's an industry plant?
Perhaps.
Anyways, no. Yeah, my only problem with Liz... I don't have a problem with Liz. I think she should do... She should keep doing what she's doing, because at the end of the day, she's inspiring more girls like her to lose weight.
Oh, my God. We definitely can't put this up now.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
You're not.
Oh, I can't.
Dude, lose weight. You said that with so much confidence. I believed you for a second. Oh my God.
Okay, in all seriousness. I don't want to sound like I'm fat shaming, so. But, don't take me seriously, please. Don't take me seriously. But I think Lizzo is inspiring a lot of women like her to be more comfortable with her body, with their bodies. Like, not like, okay, we get it. Like, obviously, I joke around a lot, but there are actually some women that actually like being that weight. They don't like being skinny, or there are some women that are finding it hard to be skinny, even when they exercise. You don't have to be skinny. You don't have to be too, like, as long as you're healthy, that's fine. Being big isn't a problem. It's when you're unhealthy. It's when you're not taking care of yourself. Obviously, Lizzo is taking care of herself, but at the end of the day, she's a little bit
attention seeking.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. She's a little bit, I wouldn't say attention. No, she's definitely, I feel like she's attention seeking.
For the NBA,
but I would like to have a conversation with someone that supports Lizzo's actions.
I don't know anyone that supports Lizzo.
I kind of somewhat support it in the sense that it's inspiring other big women like her to feel more positive about their body. But at the end of the day, please don't normalize being obese. Please.
And please don't work in an NBA.
Because. Mm-hmm. Well, not a charity, just do that.
That's because they're cheerleaders. No.
Oh, that's because they're cheerleaders. Lizzo, it's not okay. But if it's a cheerleader, it's okay.
It just, for...
Because they're skinny and white?
No, Tochiku. Oh my God, you sound like my tutor.
Every time we say something woke, this song is going to be playing.
You know, it's all, for me, it all comes down to where you're going to and how you're presenting yourself and the type of role you're playing. You're playing the role of being someone that's watching and you're attending the match. You should only be acting like that if you're a cheerleader and all that. And also the outfit that she wore.
Yeah, let's be
even
honest.
If she was a slim girl, the outrage has increased because she's big. It definitely does play a part.
Remember, everyone hated Nikki for how she was dressed. Mm-hmm. Everyone hated Lady Gaga for no way. They called her empowered. Sorry, I forgot that we don't have the same standards for black women.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
It was just untasteful and unprofessional, and I just didn't think it was right for the image that she's trying to put out.
But
like, granted, do that like when you're in the club or something, but don't do that at an NBA game when there's like family around and doing and all that, you know.
But again, what she's doing is inspiring to people like her.
Yeah, just don't.
Just, yeah. But please, this is another conversation I would like to get into. I don't think we should be normalizing obesity. Like, yes, fat people. Oh my god, big women matter too. I need to stop that. I need to stop saying fat because it's very derogatory. It's very demeaning to women that are of big statures. That are of the layers. The layers. Anyways, I've been seeing this a lot on Twitter where there's like a bunch of like really obese women, maybe not really, just obese, and they're like, yeah, my body is so cool. I make people uncomfortable. I don't care. This is my body. Which I somewhat get.
Bitch, I bet your heart is uncomfortable.
Oh my god, this is your problem. Sorry. With you. But then again, I just I can't really judge. But no, that's what I mean by there's no need to be oversharing. Like, it's one thing to empower yourself and love yourself, but you're obese. Please, it's unhealthy. At least reduce some weights.
Also, like,
we're not asking you to be skinny. We're just asking you to be healthy. I don't want you to die on us, okay? I don't want you laughing and you have a heart stroke. I want you to be able to eat food and not be like, oh, you know?
You really did the sound effects. Oh, wow.
This is not going up.
This is,
no,
can we go back to you now?
Okay, back to you. You was an amazing movie.
Show.
I think I really want to play a serial killer. I want to. That's okay. Look, I appreciate the actor's acting. Mm-hmm. Just the way he, like, we really ended up rooting for him. It's the fact that we ended up rooting for him is what made me baffled. It's like we really want him to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the actor said it perfectly. We always give reasons as to why. What was it? We always give excuses for white males.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Poor.
Oh my god. I don't want to bring race into this or anything,
oh
but
my god.
But no, he did say that. I don't know if it's
Oh wow. You know what? He didn't even say it. I'm not trying to bring race into this, but he didn't even say that.
I don't even know if it's what he said or in general, he's just such a really good actor that we just end up falling in love with him. But it's also, I think, that's exactly what psychopaths do. Or is it sociopaths?
Psychopaths, sociopaths.
I don't know which one it is. But those sociopaths are charismatic as fudge.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
That's why they get the girls.
They know their shit.
And or boys. You never know. I've never seen a female sociopath.
I have.
Oh, where? Your friends? Okay, then why are you friends with them?
Anyways.
Wow, we're really doing this.
I don't know.
Happy New Year's, guys. Okay, I don't want to talk about you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's a good. It's a good movie.
It's a good show.
You know, that's not much to say about it. You know, really,
definitely recommend. Go watch.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
It's good.
The way you fall in love with a killer is just amazing. It's just reflective of today's society and how we try to normalize serial killers and make them feel like they have some human qualities. E.g., 13 Reasons Why season 3, trying to make a freaking rapist feel like they're human.
Oh yeah,
like we always allow. I hate to bring this again, but we always allow white people
to get away with shit
when they do shit. It's always a phase in their life. It's always a phase, and they get out of that phase.
Yeah.
And then there's room to grow, room to do better. That's the old me. Yeah. I want to become a better person. And when it comes to we fetishize,
mm-hmm.
we fetishize serial killers, rapists
yeah.
in movies to give them show that they have human qualities or yeah. something. Like we basically give people excuse. Not we, as in we, as in us, as in
we,
the media.
Yes.
The media. I sound like the freaking. I sound like my dad, but the media always wants to give excuses to the white people, but it's also reflective of the media, because the media is controlled by the white people, and that is why we have movies that basically makes us feel bad for the rapist, the serial killer, the everythinger.
Yes,
making us make excuses for the school shooters. Not us as in us, but the media.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. Stay woke. That's all I gotta say.
Thanks, y'all.
I'm so sorry.
That was
No, but on a serious note, yeah. I'm not very...
Oh, I thought we finished.
No, we're not finished yet. I'm still learning this whole podcast thing, and I wish I could get my thoughts in order, because obviously this is all over the place, but
maybe
I'm just trying...
write stuff down.
I didn't write stuff down this time, okay? I really want to... I'm still learning this whole podcast thing, so for now, this is just going to be put onto the test, my test podcast, which is going to be called Afterthoughts.
Ooh.
But when I have a proper podcast, it's going to be... that makes me money, I'm going to call it Therapy Session. Or the Therapy Session. I don't know if that's already a podcast, but whatever. The Therapeutic Sessions. Therapeutic Sessions or Therapy Sessions. I don't know which one. I'll figure it out later. But I don't really think we said anything really worth.
Yes, we did.
No,
set
I don't
your
know.
Standards 2020.
Oh yeah, set your standards 2020. And one thing.
Don't settle.
Don't set. One thing. This is especially for people that are in college. You know, most of us are graduating. Most of us just has graduated, and you know we're 2021. And you don't, Lucy. You don't understand
the struggles.
The struggles of being in college, because college is like the limbo. It's like this place where you're just trying to figure out your life, but also trying to do college and also just trying to do everything. And it's just mental breakdowns upon mental breakdowns. And we're not even sure if we're really going to make it or not. And social media is making us feel like we have to make it now, make it like everything is fast. Everything is this and that. Take your time with everything. You don't have to rush anything. Yes, you can have ambition, okay? You can what am I
but
saying?
But do your ambition in a measurable way.
In a measurable way. Don't look at next man and try to follow his footsteps.
Because
his process is different to your process.
Comparison is
a
thief of happiness.
He speaks Portuguese. You speak English. Don't try to speak Portuguese if you don't speak Portuguese. Speak English. If you speak English, don't learn Portuguese because you feel like just because he knows Portuguese.
You need to know Portuguese.
What am I saying? Why am I?
I don't know why.
Why am I using language as
an
analysis? All I'm trying to say is if you don't know how to do a backflip, don't try to learn how to do a backflip. Wait, no. Let's not overcomplicate this, okay? Just don't follow someone else's process. Follow your own process. You can use them as inspiration, see what they did, where they went right and where they went wrong, but
yes.
Don't wholeheartedly follow what they do, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up being a follower.
Period.
A sheep.
Period.
A gentrified white person.
Period.
I'm sorry. Hey. How many times have I said white people in this podcast?
10.
Oh my god! I love all my white people.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, I just shout out to my best friend. You know who you are.
My guy is not listening.
No, Tom. Oh, what's the name? Shout out to the T, the D, and the other D that's black, but that's also black. I know I was gonna say something.
The other D that's black, yes.
Oh yeah, shout out to my P as well. You know who you are.
Your D and your P.
My Galway buddies.
Should I lie in here?
What was I saying? Anyways, it's just me now, so back to being serious, because I'm never serious when I'm with my sister. So as I was saying, I don't know. Oh wow, so it works here. Okay, well, as I was saying, don't try to follow other people's process. I think you should always be mindful that everyone is working at a different process, and I know that's one thing that I had to learn throughout college, is that not everyone's the same. I shouldn't always be looking into others as to how to navigate my life. I can look onto others I can get advice from others, but I shouldn't ultimately try to follow how they did it, because at the end of the day, I'm different to them. I'm not like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say anyways. But yeah, just do you and be you. Not everyone's going to be at that same pace. And I know sometimes it's hard, you know, especially when there's so many pressures in the house, and everyone's environment is different and everyone's circumstances is different. So I know there can be some little bit of pressure to succeed because of how social media plays a big part in how we perceive things. And, you know, we have so many, with social media, we have so many people, especially in America, that are succeeding at a young age. And now we feel like, what am I doing in my life? Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Like, there are people who got famous 27. There are people who don't even want to be famous and are like, it's not about fame. It's about being stable, being and accomplishing each goal that you set for yourself. Like, always have a journal. Always have an ambition. Always have a goal to reach, even if it's small. Like, it can be like, oh, I want to be able to tweet something about myself on Twitter. It doesn't have to be big, like, but if it's a step towards making yourself become a better person, then do it. Like, one thing I used to have a problem with was shyness and being myself. I'm more myself than I ever have been since I started college, and I've definitely grown as a person. And there are still some things that I need work on. Like, I'm independent, but I'm still codependent on certain things. And I want to be more independent of myself. And I want to travel. I want to travel solo. I don't want to be scared to do to go to areas that I've never been to before. I want to be able to do things on my own more often. And one thing I really want to do starting 2020 is really be more in touch with my culture. my actual name is Tochukwu, and I've been trying to get people to say that, but you know, even I'm not good at reminding people, so I just get people to call me TJ or whatever. But yeah, you know what it is like. And I think one thing I told myself is I want to bring out my personality more on Twitter. I want to bring out my crackhead energy on Twitter. I know it's not that serious, but it's one thing I wanted to do to feel more comfortable, to be more myself. Because I feel like if I can be more myself online, I can be more myself. Well, I'm already myself in person, so I want to be able to resonate that personality through words towards Twitter. I don't know why. I just something I wanted to do. It's weird, but I just wanted to do it. Also, by this decade, I'm getting married. I don't care. I'm taking my time with a lot of things. Like, I remember before I used to really care about having girlfriends, having whatever, but that doesn't matter at all. It's just about your own process and just about doing you, and the right person will come. And honestly, I'm going to get married anyways, regardless. This decade, I'm going to get married. I'm definitely going to find whoever. But what was I saying again? Yeah, I forgot what I was saying, but essentially, yeah, you're a good person. Everyone's good. I really forgot what I was going to say. But I hope 2020, I travel by myself this time. I was going to go to a concert, but definitely traveling, because there's so much I need to learn that I don't know. And I realized that I didn't know. I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew some things, but I really didn't. And that's the problem. I've been so closed into this bubble, and I need to get out of this bubble. And the only way I feel like I can get out of this bubble is if I travel and see the world. And again, oh yeah, I was talking about my culture. Yeah. One big thing as well is I want to learn more about my culture. It's been something that's been on my mind since I started college, but I haven't really been serious about it. I've just been like here and there with it, but I'm really trying to learn more about not just the language, but the culture, and embrace it more, just so I don't lose my way. Because if I'm going to marry my Igbo queen, I need to know. But now, yeah, be more in touch with, because I feel like I lost something and I need to find it. And I feel like the only way I can find it is if I tap into a culture, to my culture that I to the culture that I was born in, but also just traveling and just learning more about everything and reading more as well. There's some books I need to start reading that I haven't really I've been prolonging because of college. But honestly, reading, it can just be an hour, but you know me, procrastination is really bad. So, you know, I hope by the next time I make this again, I've already at least read a page of a book. I have been reading Americana, but it's been a while. It's been like, what, two, maybe 1 month since I last read it, and I have things fall apart and I have to start reading that. I want to start reading some acting books as well, since I can't really. Oh yeah, I want to. One thing I'm going to tell myself, yeah, is don't be afraid to spend stuff for yourself. I'm going to buy clothes for myself, take better care of my hair more often, and maybe, not just maybe, but you know, do some modeling stuff again, because that was actually kind of fun, you know. But actually proper modeling stuff, and don't be like that type of stuff, you know, that type of modeling stuff, it kind of like, it gives me anxiety. I don't know why, but when I think about doing modeling, I just think about the anxiousness, the anxiety of it all. But I think that's one thing I should do to get out of my comfort zone. I mean, I'm not gonna be some British next door Ireland's next top model or whatever, but well, I mean, who knows? But I just want to try it just for a bit, just to see how it goes and see how cool it is. Boost my ego up, you know. But yeah, I think that's really all I gotta say. My sister is gone, so I'm gonna try and make my sister actually do a podcast, because she actually has so much to say. I don't want to take credit, but I'm going to take credit anyways. But I've basically raised her. Yeah, I basically raised this girl, this woman. And that means she's like very smart for her age. And most of her thinking is very mature in thinking. So I always have to remind myself that, you know, her friends aren't her age. And most people her age don't really think like she does. And she, not only did I help her, but she helped herself as well. It's not just me that I can't take all the credit. She obviously, she did her own individual learning and thinking and self-reflecting. But for the most part, I gave her the blueprint, and I'm really proud of how she's become. And I think, for the most, I think she's going to be very successful, because her mindset is very powerful. And I always seen something in her. I always see black women, especially my sister, as people who will lead this world. That sounds so weird, but no, it's true. I always seen black women as someone that like natural born leaders, and people that just are beautiful and everything and all that stuff. And I think my sister has potential to do great things when she's older. So I can't wait until she gets to college as well, because she's going to college next year. So everything she thought she knew, she's gonna. Well, yeah, I don't know. I think she'll be okay. I've been in college, so I can help her. So that's one thing I wish I had. I wish I had an older brother or older sister that I could have talked to talk about college. I mean, I have an older sister, but she's not here. So yeah. But yeah. Thanks for listening. Again, this is all just practice. This is just for my private story, people. I may have said some things about big people. That's all jokes. If anyone does get offended, that's your own. Like, I don't actually like hate fat people or anything like that. Well, not entirely. I do hate fat people, but not like fat people. Wow. I hate obese people. That's all I'm gonna say. I hate unhealthy people. That's the best word. Best way to put it. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I'm just joking. Like, I remember my friends told me that their friends, they're all female. Like my guy friends had female. They have these female friends that actually used to hate me, and they didn't know anything about me. But it's because they thought. It's because some of the things I said were like. Some of them smoke, and I said, I remember telling to my friend, oh, smells like cancer in here. Like, that's a joke. I'm not really, like, if you smoke, you smoke. I don't really care, but at the end of the day, in my opinion, I don't like smokers. I don't like smoke. I think smoking is very unhealthy. But if you're addicted to it, it's not, I mean, you know, addiction is very hard to addiction is very hard to break, so I understand that aspect. I don't really fully hate smokers. I just think it's unattractive. Just, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm so used to joking around with my friends a lot, at least the ones in Galway, like just being really goofy and unserious, that I forget that not everyone knows who I am. So it's like not everyone knows that, like, because not everyone like doesn't take me seriously. Like, so I need to, the one thing I'm gonna do 2020 is never censor myself, because I don't care. No, because it's like, it puts into perspective that, you know, not everyone can understand that you're just jokes. Not everyone knows the context of what you say. Some people can be easily offended, some people cannot be easily offended, and those were the people that were easily offended. And all I can say is sorry, I guess. I don't know. But we're cool now, though. I think I was told that they like me now, but they said that they were wrong about me or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. But it really made me laugh, though, because I was like, what did I do? What did I say that pissed them off? And when they told me what I said and did, I was like, that's not even a big deal. Saying, oh, it smells like cancer in here. Is that really bad if you said in a joking way? Is that really bad? I don't know. Who knows? Only time will tell. But yeah, I'm just rambling now. I should probably end this a long time ago, but it is what it is. Thanks for listening, and I hope to do better next time. Next time, I guess my thoughts will be more concise and what's the word? There's a word for it. More concise, more put together. Yeah, more put together. Less just rambling and scrambling. Yeah, that's the word. But yeah. thanks for listening, whatever, whatever. Goodbye. And yeah. God bless. Or is it, how do you say, I don't know how to say God bless in Igbo, but Chukwu Die, I guess. I don't know if that's the word, but whatever. Goodbye.